Jerry Bader, Show 1035, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I just want to spend a minute on this because I want to spend a lot more time on something else. This posturing between China and America and its allies, specifically Japan and South Korea, over this air zone that China has created over islands with which it, islands that are in dispute, or China is, over those islands with Japan. China says, no, you have to basically let us know before you fly through there. To show that they weren't going to respect that, the United States last week flew two B-52s through. Then Japan did likewise. China did nothing. China's under pressure at home from a very nationalist mood to do something. Doesn't want to shoot these down. Now, the United States, on the other hand, while it's our military violated the zone, it's instructing commercial carriers not to. Now, guess what happened? Japan's ticked off at the United States. Because they are not informing China before their commercial aircraft fly through there. I've never seen anything like this posturing ever. Everyone is trying to look tough and tepid at the same time. It's as though China didn't think anybody was going to do anything. When they set up the zone, they thought the U.S. and Japan and South Korea would honor it. They didn't. When they didn't, in a very Obama-esque move, China didn't know what to do. Well, wait a minute. You didn't honor it. So then they're talking a little tougher, and they're talking about scrambling fighter jets and all of that. So the United States says, okay, then our commercial aircraft aren't going to fly through there. But Japan tells their commercial aircraft to go ahead and fly through. I have never seen anything like this. China wants to be taken seriously as a superpower. Liberals in this country do not take China seriously as a superpower, even though by some estimates they have hundreds of nuclear weapons, missiles. Because, and not just liberals, everybody in this country wants access to their billions of consumers, or billion-plus consumers. And China wants to do commerce with the free world and still wants to be seen as a threatening superpower. It's just like nothing we've ever seen. Because in the Cold War, we have the whole evil empire thing. We didn't do that level of commerce. We did some commerce, obviously, with the Soviet Union. But we didn't see it as something we didn't want to give up. This is what we have going on. More and more, we are seeing China as the huge security threat and risk that it is, but we don't want to give up those billion-plus consumers. China is going to force a decision here pretty soon if they continue this behavior. But right now, the dance that's going on is one of the weirdest that I've ever seen. All right, I want to spend most of the rest of the hour on this. I'm going to play for you an audio from an ad, from a TV ad. It's a minute long. Listen carefully. And I mean, really, I'm not going to tell you anything about it. Well, let me describe this. It's a guy coming home to a very nice house, beautiful wife, child. And you see a picture of him in military uniform when he walks into his house. So when he refers to getting back, he was in the military. He's now home with his wife and child. Beautiful home. All right, listen to the ad.
It's been a long road getting here. And a lot has changed since I got back. Now this is the center of my world. And my family's safety is my highest priority. I am responsible for their protection. And no one has the right to tell me how to defend them. So I've chosen the most effective tool for the job.
Daniel Defense. Defending your nation. Defending your home.
It is an ad for very popular rifles. Daniel Defense. At no time anywhere in the ad does a gun appear, with the exception of a silhouette of a rifle and the logo at the end. More on that in a moment. He never mentions a gun, never shows a gun, talks about choosing his own way to defend his family. And then you see what it's an advertisement for. That ad was designed the way it was designed so it would qualify to appear during the upcoming Super Bowl broadcast. The NFL has said no. The NFL says it violates their product category policy. That's crap. If you go to their policy, it says if you make guns, you have to have a brick and mortar presence and do something other than make guns. This company qualifies on both. They do have a brick and mortar presence, and they do have non-firearm products that they offer. So then the last possible thing to which the NFL could object would be the silhouette of a rifle in the logo at the end. Daniel Defense had an answer for that. We'll remove that, and we'll put an American flag there instead and say, the right to keep and bear shall not be infringed. The NFL said no to the revision. I find this a fascinating decision by the NFL. By the way, more overtly gun ads, overt, I should say, gun ads by this company appeared regionally on NBC affiliates, I think it was last year, whenever NBC last had the Super Bowl. And nothing was said. Again, that wasn't a national ad. This is intended to be a national ad. I think it's a fabulous ad. It is clear that the NFL is going down a road here, both on and off the field. On the field, they want to pretend they're not a violent sport when they are. Off the field, why would they do this? Why would they say this ad doesn't belong in the Super Bowl? Let's talk demographics for a moment. How many men who want to protect their families watch the Super Bowl in America? Pretty much all of them. It is the most watched television event of the year, and even then the numbers are underreported. But if you want to sell stuff to guys, you can't do much better in terms of demographic targeting than the Super Bowl. You really can't. They are not exclusively a gun maker. They make other items. They do have a brick and mortar presence. They are willing to take any image of a gun out of the ad. That's not good enough for the NFL. So why is the NFL saying no to this? It's obvious. They don't want to offend people with gun phobia, which I think is the growing phobia in America today. And by definition, phobia is an irrational fear. There is an irrational fear of guns in America today. That people believe the gun is more dangerous than the person who wants to do harm with the gun. By the way, this is not censorship. The NFL owns the Super Bowl, and they can decide, I guess, via their contract with TV networks, which ads are and aren't suitable. But it's amazing how now guns have joined religion as being the pornography of the left. But, I mean, you just can't even mention it in public. You can't even display it in any way. I think this ad is perfectly appropriate. And here's a question for you. This is just like taking the word Lord out of a hymn on The Voice. Who do you think is going to be, where do you think the offense level is going to be here? How many Americans would have been offended by seeing that ad? How many are going to be offended by learning this ad is banned? I think this is an idiotic move by the National Football League. Guns for home defense are not inappropriate during a football game. I don't think they are. And to say that they violate the NFL policy, I looked at the policy. I don't accept that argument. If you have anything to say about this, 406-1360, 888-455-1360, it's 1045.